Hello, this is Omar. You are listening to Vital Signs, where I check up on my mental health vital signs every once in a while and also talk about things that I care about. So today we're going to talk about, the title is Maybe We Face the Pain Instead of Trying to Avoid It at All Costs. But first of all, it's been 2 weeks since I checked in last time, and I planned to make an episode every week, but last week I really couldn't do it because this past 2 weeks are my final weeks of this tiny part of my Swedish course, and we are having a lot of stressful tests. And last week I had to work on my presentation, and that presentation is about my dream job. That's quite interesting because I got to talk about journalism. And I got to put in some of my own takes, like, and I got positive feedback. I got to say that I encourage all of my fellow classmates whom we're all immigrants, and said it's really important for us immigrants to take up this role so we can have our own perspective into telling the story of this society, not only about immigrants, but it's because journalists are storytellers of new time, of now time, new teed. I'm mixing up my Swedish, and it's really important to, because we are part of the society, we live in this society, and but we don't have our stories told in a fair way. And also, we don't have our perspectives put out into the society, and that's not fair. And it's in general, it's bad. So I'm happy that I got to do that, and also in Swedish. So that was fun, but all it took me forever to get that out. So that's why I had to prioritize that part of my work and didn't record an episode. But yeah, for 2 weeks, since in general it's getting better, because I am more and more certain that I am not failing my course, and I'm passing all the tests. Even though a lot of experiences, like I don't really like public speaking, and that stressed me out, but I managed to do that and I got a pass. So that in general, this process, even though very stressful, it reduced my anxiety level to a very comfortable place. So for past 2 weeks, I think I'm sleeping better, and I'm going to school basically 4 days a week, so it's quite a lot of being physically active also, and I'm eating on time because I have it's really, because in my life I would feel like I really want a lot of free time. I want plenty of free time and do whatever I want. But whenever I have a plenty of free time, I would just waste them on random things. But instead, if I have a lot of tasks I need to do and I need to perform, it will force the rest of my life fall into a structure. So yeah, I'm eating better, I'm sleeping better, and even I feel like my medicine's even working better, because in general for 2 weeks my life is more or less more in the structure, and it has a like set routine, because I need time to sit in that by my desk or in libraries and to sit still and do things, so I can't waste time on random stuff and get myself exhausted. So yeah, I guess I flourish under a certain amount of stress, which is I don't want to really admit that, because I still feel like just sitting around and not having anything to do is the most luxurious thing ever. I guess I need to see that as luxurious and not to expect that to be a thing that I can enjoy whenever I want. So it's been that. My mental health, I think, for 2 weeks, it's in general, it's getting better, despite, right, the rest of the world. I mean, it's really fucked up. Every single time. Sometimes it's coincidence, sometimes it's actually linked when huge bad things happen. It is linked, because in general I would feel less alone. It's still very fucked up. But yeah, I went to this demonstration last weekend, so it's almost 2 weeks ago. And I put up a sign saying, economy is not people. And the other side says, stay human. It's a bit passive aggressive, I think, but I'm really concerned about everything. But on the other hand, I know things are getting worse and worse. It's not that I'm expecting or I'm hoping that we're gonna have bad things happen to us, like humanity as a collective. But I know it's gonna get worse, much worse, before it gets remotely better. So, yeah, that's that. And so this thing I want to talk about is also kind of related. I wrote down on my note, maybe we face the pain instead of trying to avoid it at all cost. If I go grand scale, of course, like about Russian aggression, it's not fucking breaking news. But the rest of the world collectively did practically nothing until a hot war broke. And also, when you look at this issue, climate change, we all know where every single person's life has to change. You have to. It's either we collectively decide that we forget about normalcy and dramatically change everything in our own terms, or it's gonna get changed at some point forcefully. But as far as I can see right now, it's people are trying to not actively change things, change how the society works, because that's painful, and it becomes an unacceptable idea that you induce pain without forced into it. It looks ridiculous on a society level, and also that's how the system works. The system works to keep itself alive and working, and the system is not designed to be able to change itself fundamentally. It doesn't make sense. Like, you can't work in this existing system and work towards deconstructing this system. It just doesn't make sense. So that, but, and that's the thing. I don't know. I don't know how to think about it. We just stuck there. But on personal level, at least on personal level, we actually have options. We actually have options to choose to face the pain instead of trying to avoid it. For example, of course, now he's my ex, but when we were together back in Beijing, when we started dating, it was 2010, something like that, 12 years ago. And I knew I wanted to be together with this person for a variety of reasons, and good reasons or bad reasons. I knew this is gonna be a huge problem between me and my parents. They're not gonna. I knew I'm gonna face some huge drama down the line, but in the first couple of years, I wanted to push it back. I know that pain is coming, but I don't want to deal with it today or tomorrow, and I want to think about it maybe next year, next summer, maybe, yeah, something like that. Let's do it 2030, right? Or 2045, that. But then my life changed a lot. I need to give credit to my boss at that period of time. She was awesome, and she taught me a lot in work environment, how to make an idea into reality, how to get things done. This the whole set of tools you can use. And that kind of I never had that kind of training before, and I never learned that from anybody else. But she helped me to do that, and I saw this whole process I never knew existed, creative process. And I felt, the first time ever, I felt that I have this power to actually look at a thing that I once thought was a huge black hole or a black box that you don't know what's in it and you don't want to open it because you know something bad is in it, but you're gonna have to face it at some point. And I think the whole set of tools, whole set of mindset that my boss taught me at that time served this purpose, that taught me that, okay, we know there are things in this box and we can do some planning around it, and we know we have some elements, like how my parents would actually react to that. That kind of elements you can't choose, or there's not in your hands, but you have a lot of things you can actually control. You can actually plan. So that's when I started to unpack this tiny box and to actually imagine, let this thing happen, to imagine that introducing this Han Chinese boyfriend / husband of mine to my parents and face their reactions, which I knew won't be good, but won't be positive, but I just can't imagine how bad that would be. So that the problem then becomes, so that this this thing I needed to face, it altered from a huge uncertain cloud of black negative things to, okay, we have a sheet, a spreadsheet of things that we can control, and also this one element in this that we can control, but we can plan everything around it. And that made things so much easier and so much more palatable. So I just decided, okay, let's do this. Let's make a plan. Let's have everything settled, and to face this one element of, yeah. But that was the purpose. That was the whole purpose of the whole thing. That to introduce this. It's not like. It's actually not to introduce this one person to my parents, but to introduce this idea of me being not that person they thought I was. Telling them that, I'm sorry, I am not gonna do whatever you guys were telling me to do in my dating life or other part of my life, and this is what I'm doing right now. This is what I'm doing right now. Now that I think about it, it's about me. And of course it ended up extremely painful. But But I don't know if I can imagine that. I don't know if you can imagine that. It's whatever, however painful it ended up being, it's still so much less than having this uncertainty in front of your face every single day and waiting to just smash on you. It's so much better. A certain amount of pain, it's already there. You know it's there and you can do things about it. It's so much, so much, so much better than a unclear, uncertain, unimaginable, horrible thing that you can't stop imagining every single day. So that's that. It was huge. It was huge. It's my moment of, it's another moment of me becoming an adult, becoming my own person. You don't have that happen to you overnight. It's one step and another. But that was a huge step in my life. And I mean, I remember thinking I'm wasting everybody's time by waiting around on this issue. Because I know at the end of the day, my parents would have to accept this person who I loved to be my partner. And they would actually like him and enjoy his existence, company, or if that happens. But by me pushing this event back in the schedule, I am actually taking away the time that my parents would have enjoyed having this pleasant person to be their son-in-law. Because I could have told them like 2 years earlier, and then they will struggle for a certain amount of time. And then rest of our lives, we'll still be a happy family. And but every single day I push that event back, I'm stealing a day from the happy part of the rest of our lives away from everybody. I don't know if I got that explained clearly enough, but it's just, I think every single day you were avoiding this pain is a day took away from you, from your next level of next step of life, after you get your healings and everything, right? It's like if you have an illness and you need an operation or something, and you can't do it right now, or you can do it next year, but if it's only matter of people would, of course, if it doesn't make other differences, people would prefer to do it right now because then I'll have more time living without this illness. And a lot of things in our lives could be like that.
especially now I'm saying, instead of trying to avoid it at all cost. There's no perfect circumstances that it's exactly the same if you do it today or do it tomorrow. But I think if you have this pain hanging around in front of your face, in the back of your head, and you're just avoiding to face it without actually calculate, actually think it through, actually look at how much would it cost for you to face the pain, and how much is it costing you for avoiding the pain. And a lot of times you might find that it's more efficient, it's just simply better to say, okay, I'm gonna bite it, I'm gonna bite the bullet, or do people use that phrase? I'm just gonna do it right now, I'm not waiting around, because not, it's not worth it anymore. At some point, we have to decide that, okay, now we are gonna look at this underlining problem that causing the pain, instead of just simply avoid it and shoving down painkillers, or literally or metaphorically painkillers to push it down the schedule, because whatever that painful thing is, it's gonna happen. You can't avoid it forever. You either face it today, or at some point it will smash into your face. That's that. So, I think it's a positive thing to own it, to actively have that pain happen to you and deal with it. It could end up being a better scenario for you. Please think about it. I'm not saying everybody would have, and at any time would have the resource to deal with it. I didn't have that, and I could only do all that after I got my tools, I got my resources, and I got the rise, and I had more income. For example, I won't encourage a teenager who lives in some very underprivileged environment and who doesn't have a lot of support from rest of the society to come out as queer to their own very conservative family and face the possibility of kicked out or something, because a lot of people do that. But yeah, that kind of scenario, maybe you wait for a while, build your support network, and just plan things around that one or two things that you can't control. But in general, I would say we have more control than we think we have. Yeah, that's That's today. Thank you for listening. And it's super, super sunny today. And I'm expecting a couple of good weeks. Gonna be a lot of new things, but yeah, some good weeks in front of me, hopefully. Feed your pets and water your plants. I hope they're still alive, and I'll talk to you next time.